30s in the warmest spots in the south.
Thanks, Dav. Now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 15th of July. The general synopsis at midnight, a high Farral, 1,030, slow-moving, declining, 1,028, by midnight tonight. Low, Fitzroy, 1,012, expected just west of Fitzroy, 1,017, by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, north or northeast, 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Variable, mainly east or northeast, 2 to 4, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Northerly or northeasterly, becoming variable in Fisher, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in German Bight and Humber. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover. Northeast, 4 to 6. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, northwest, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5 at first in west, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Thundery showers, fog patches in southeast, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast. Seoul, east 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. East or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Lundy, fair in Irish Sea, elsewhere showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, easterly, becoming variable later in north, 2 to 4, showers, good. Rockall, Malin. East backing northeast later, 2 to 4, fog patches in North Rockall, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in North Rockall. Hebrides, southeast Bailey. Variable 3 or less, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Bailey, southerly, veering westerly, 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Farral, southeast Faroes. Variable 2 to 4, but southeasterly 3 to 5 in South Farral. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 4 or 5, but 6 or 7 in northwest southeast Iceland. Rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south by east, 2, 8 miles, 1,026, steady. Stornoway, northwest, 1, 13 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Lerwick, southeast by south, 1, 12 miles, 1,029, steady. Lucas, north by east, 1, 7 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by east, 2, 1,026, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 5, 2 miles, 1,020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 6, 5 miles, 1,019. Jersey, northeast by east, 4, 7 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 4, 1,019. Scilly Automatic, northeast, 4, 8 miles, 1,019, falling more slowly. Valentia, northeast by east, 2, 27 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast, 2, 7 miles, 1,025, now falling. Malin Head, east by north, 2, 16 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 15th of July. The general situation, higher pressure to the north of the UK will continue to bring a good deal of fair weather to most areas, though low pressure to the far southwest will bring some thundery showers at times to southwestern waters. Winds will be largely light or moderate across the north. However, further south, easterly or northeasterly winds will be fresh or strong at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Easterly or southeasterly, becoming variable later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, west of Orkney. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 3 or less, fog patches developing later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northeast, 2 or 3, occasionally 4 at first, fog patches developing later in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in north. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times in south. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times in east. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate in east. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast, veering east for a time, 4 or 5. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or northeasterly, 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near North Devon coast, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers at first, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast, 3 to 5, backing north but becoming variable at times, then veering east later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch, east or northeast, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 2 or 3, occasionally 4 at first. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 3 or less, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Finally, Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, prayer for the day, presented by Reverend Dr. Karen Campbell.
Good morning. In the early centuries of Christianity in Ireland, monks set off from the coast without oars in small coracles, not out of madness, but to follow the call of God and the love of Christ wherever God might lead them. In today's culture of strategy and management, this posture is entirely other. And yet, as we face tumultuous seas, roaring waters of political instability, and fierce climate change, it reminds us of how little we are in control. In the 6th century, St. Brendan left the wild western shores following the call of God. His journey across the seas brought incredible stories of enormous crystals of ice, fantastic sea creatures, and even people building community. And while local folklore would use these stories to stake a claim for the Irish discovery of the New World long before Columbus, that misses the point revealed about Brendan's own willingness to go well beyond what he could control and to place his utmost trust in the God in charge of the wind and the waves. The lack of certainty in destination was actually the point of a journey of faith, placing utter trust in Christ his Saviour, the one who empathises with his human fears while reassuring him of divine comfort. So as you start this day in St. Brendan's words, help me to journey beyond the familiar and into the unknown. Give me the faith to leave old ways and break fresh ground with you. Christ of the mysteries, I trust you to be stronger than each storm within me. I will trust in the darkness and know that my times, even now, are in your hand. Tune my spirit to the music of heaven and somehow make my obedience count for you.